Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Knopfnagel, and I am saying hello to you on this Friday evening because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, excited for Friday night. And before we do this week's show, let me clear up my challenge from the last time out. I said, start with a one-word proper name, much in the news this year. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the two-word name of a hit song from the 1970s. What are the words?
Well,
if you start with Moderna, you can spell Dream On. Well, Sunday is Mother's Day, so of course, best wishes to all the moms out there and the people who love them, including our moms who both listen to this show from time to time. In honor of Mother's Day, I've brought some categories. For each, you give me two answers that start with M and one with O to spell mom.
Okay, by the way, hi, Mom.
First up, a favorite of ours, U.S. state capitals.
Oklahoma City.
Yep, there's your O.
Montpelier, Vermont.
Indeed. One of them shares a name with a founding father.
Oh, of course. Madison, Wisconsin.
Good job. Yeah, other possibilities here, Montgomery and Olympia. And I know we've gone over this bonus fact from time to time, but Montpelier is America's smallest state capital. It was chosen as the state capital of Vermont in 1805 because of its central location at a time when its population was 1,200. Well, this second one is, I would label this as hard trivia, but I think you can get three.
Okay.
Current monarchies.
Oman?
Yes, good.
Oh, Monaco?
Yes, you're almost done. Good.
And
stay relatively close, geographically and alphabetically, to your last answer.
Morocco?
Good job. Top 10 U.S. rivers by length.
Mississippi?
Good.
Missouri.
Yes.
And, ooh, what's an O river? Oh, the Ohio.
Great. I like number four because there are a lot more options, although some of them are a little obscure. So let's see how you do with Pulitzer Prize winners for drama. And we're talking last names here.
All right. How about O'Neill?
Good.
Why do I get the O's first? That's weird. Arthur Miller, maybe?
Yes, good.
I really want to put a word in between his first and his last name to be appropriate, but I'll just say David Mamet.
David Mamet is right. Yeah, we don't do Mamet-esque here on public radio.
I didn't think we could.
And some other options here. I won't name all of them. Archibald MacLeish, Lin-Manuel Miranda. And one interesting possible answer here that doesn't work is Clifford Odets. He was selected for a Pulitzer in 1954 for The Flowering Peach, but the committee overruled the judges and awarded Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams instead. And finally, Best Picture Oscar winners.
Moonlight.
Good. Oh, that's the most recent M.
Oliver, exclamation point.
Good, good.
Thank you to one of my favorite movies for this one, Marty.
Oh, yeah, good. That's the one I considered obscure.
Oh, come on, Marty. He wanted me to say on the waterfront or whatever the line is.
Yeah, that's a little close for comfort here on a quiz show. Some other possible answers here. Mutiny on the Bounty, Mrs. Miniver, My Fair Lady, Million Dollar Baby, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, On the Waterfront, which actually also did win Best Picture, Ordinary People, and Out of Africa. Well, Mike Knopfnagel was the mother of all trivia this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or after you have gone over to your mom's house, if you're all vaccinated, that is, or sent her a card or Zoomed her or whatever, head on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those things that Ian just asked me. I have a feeling there are some extra ones there also, and there's also a challenge. Ian.
Start with the phrase Mother's Day. Rearrange the letters and you can spell two words associated with power. What are they? Mike Knopfnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.